You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Abroad, there were some who admired the way this new Germany stood up for herself.
In America, we've had many reports against your new government, and in most cases, this has caused hasty demonstrations everywhere. I can now say to you that the American people today realize that these stories are untrue and without foundation. I find that there's a new, fresh vitality here in Germany under your great leader and Chancellor Adolf Hitler, of whom I'm a great admirer. The new Germany will live, for you have the best centralized government in the world today.
It's hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio.
Well, good afternoon there, everyone here on Republic Broadcasting Network. This is Keith Rogers with On Frequency with Keith Rogers, located here in this cooling down state. It looks like fall's in the air. The leaves are starting to change color. And I need to rescue some tomatoes before they freeze. It looks like we might be getting some snow pretty soon. Anyway, hope that those are listening also join the chat room there and on onfrequencyradio.chattango.com. And for any callers that like to call in, 1-800-313-9443. You know, there's a lot of stuff going on in the world right now. And hello, Murray, welcome to the group there. There's a lot of stuff going on in the world right now, and that's kind of like my little theme tonight there, because we're seeing more and more things take place as far as fascism and tyranny. And don't be alarmed, but this is affecting Western states. I mean, we were inculcated from our youth through the great patriotic films of World War II and John Wayne and all this, that the number one reason the United States fought Germany was to destroy fascism and tyranny. And of course, we have that today. But even worse, because of today's technology. I still want to remind, though, everyone out here that the agenda to divide and conquer basically the citizens of the world is still ongoing from all these rapacious regimes. And when I say that, I am including your government. Anyway, everything's right on schedule. And so first I'll give you some political humor here that I thought was kind of funny. This is from Sputnik News there. Records accessed by wire and verified by multiple news outlets indicated that the White House senior advisor, Jared Kushner, was registered as a woman when he voted in New York in 2016. So I thought that was kind of interesting there. I see Carl's out here tonight too, but anyway, so I'll start tonight's show with some news from England there, and I'll remind you that historically the sun never set on the British Empire, and basically that's because God didn't trust the British in the dark either, you know. But the Tories now are about ready to give private firms like the G4S and this Serco powers to arrest people in a shocking new $290 million. I'm not sure they pronounce that the lira. I never know if that's a euro or what. But anyway, in this privatization deal, and that's no different than here in the United States, where we see the SWAT teams that are even being privatized so that they can skirt around all these FOIA requests because they're private entities and they're not beholden to any government release of information. And John Pilger, I've watched many of his shows, and I like his one quote that he always likes to say, where he says, never believe anything until it's officially denied by the government. And so then on top of that, we have the NSA now that says it would need to scale down spying program ahead of expiration. And, of course, this has to do with the FISA, which is basically a foreign spying apparatus. But on the cusp of that story there, the Trump administration is now pushing hard for the reauthorization of a key 2008 surveillance law, Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, known as FISA, 3 months before its sunsets in December. And, of course, they're going to go on here to persuade the senators to reauthorize the law in full. It's saying partial. It said in full. But, I mean, everything that we thought, or let me put it this way, everything, I wouldn't doubt that. Anyway, Granny's making comments in the chat room. Anyway, you know, everything that a lot of voters thought, I didn't vote. Like, say, my dog wasn't running. But everything that most of the voters thought would change after Trump got elected, everything would be scaled back, the wars would drop, all this has been totally duped, and everything is just full bore. And so a lot of people I know continually talk about the Trump administration being compromised. And it makes you... It makes you wonder, you know. And, of course, also on top of that article there comes out another one where the DOJ wants these anti-Trump Facebook users info. And those are ones that are critical of the administration. I have no problem with that if they just want to check things out. As long as it doesn't violate Title 18 in subversion of the U.S. government, I think that anyone has the right under their First Amendment to criticize anything about government, as well as anyone else's government, whether we're talking about Merkel or Israel or anyone else like that. You know, that's one of our First Amendment rights, and we have the right to sit there. Because when you talk about things, it brings up questions for debate. And that's, of course, I'll get into that here in a little bit here about debating. And I've mentioned that before on the show here. But anyway, but we know with all the information sharing that the United States does with, say, England, that the GCHQ over there, they actually spy on Americans to get around that FISA stuff where the U.S. can't domestically spy, and then they just share their data back and forth. And, of course, it's illegal to them. Reminds me of Henry Kissinger, where he says, the illegal we do now, the unconstitutional we do later. But that trend, though, that I see up here with giving these powers to arrest people, it's no different in this fascist type of police states that all Western governments are incorporating, that we have Child Protection Services and others also that are giving the authorities to arrest. And we find the many times they have been wrong in their causes, and kids get stripped from their parents and stuff, and it takes so long to even try to get your children back now because they actually, or the state actually believes that they're their property. And, I mean, it's just, it's sad to see that the United States is going down so darn bad. And, of course, morality is one of the issues there, and most people don't realize that. Most of the listeners here on RBN would probably agree that we don't care what each other does in their own home. It's what they do in the streets, which is, I was trying to think what that Russian proverb said, that by knowing your friends, I know who you are. And that's kind of, you know, a fact there. It's kind of like that Ron Paul attitude there, where it might be liberalism to a point there, but when you're here alive in the Republic today, it didn't matter whether you lived in Montana or Wyoming or Ohio or what like that. As long as you kept her your own business. It didn't bother anyone else. No one bothered you. But like that denazification over there post-World War II, where they had the Stasi program, the citizens turned informants, it has been met today with the same Homeland Security, see something, say something. And as I've mentioned before, I monitor five different counties here, and it's a constant barrage of people calling in, tattletaling on one another. And in those days, people did that to, what do you call it, get the suspicion off of them to make it look like they were the good Samaritans when their hands were just as dirty. But I have a video that I'm going to have Ken play here in a second here, but this video is about Puerto Rico there, and it's a hurricane cleanup and help. But the mayor down there is a staunch Democrat, and Hillary has openly supported and encouraged her to resist Donald Trump. And so if you know anything about what's going on with trying to get anything done down there in that devastated area where that hurricane went through there, we have striking dock workers that refuse to deliver anything. And that's the main issue. So if they refuse, I'll put it this way. I went down to an electronics convention in Las Vegas once, and there was a Teamsters down there. And we were starting to unload our electronic stuff for our display. And a Teamsters, which I have no problem with unions, but a Teamster worker came over and says, "You can't do that." And he says, "This guy over here has to do that. And then he can't do this portion, so another guy has to do." I mean, yeah, I guess it generates work and stuff like that. But again, we're seeing more and more of things being taken out of our hands and put into the hands of corporations and or government, you know. But there's no difference in that than with Hurricane Harvey down there in Texas, where we saw on Amazon the price for a case of water that I can buy here in Montana for $3.99 was selling for $99 there. And then, of course, the gas station signs that where they'd raise their gas prices almost up to $8 a gallon. But this capitalization off of other people's distress, I mean, they've already lost their home here like that. They just want food and try to stay alive. So with that, Ken, would you play that first video for me, please? Where's my Ken at? Oh, you are? Okay. I don't know why that always does it on my show.
We have approximately 3,000 containers full of emergency supplies, relief cargo. There's all kind of goods, commercial materials, construction materials as well, medicines and everything, and all kind of goods. Food, there's a lot of food in these containers. There's also reefers that are filled of food as well, frozen poultry as an example, pork and others. And so far, our terminal is completely up to its capacity, maximum capacity, and we have been able to dispatch barely 4% of our usual flow at our exit gates. The problem has been with the logistics, the part of the supply chain that moves the cargo from our terminal to the shelves or to the tables of the people of Puerto Rico. Now, for those employees who have been able to get to their workplace, and for those trucking companies, as an example, they have their equipment available and ready, then they're facing the challenge of the fact that there's no fuel. So if you have the equipment, you have the drivers, but you don't have the fuel, then you definitely cannot afford to move the cargo. If this continues on, if we're not able to start dispatching cargo, there's not going to be sufficient space to unload our next barges that are in line to come to the port.
And this is stuff that's coming from FEMA and from private companies, from the government. Where's it all coming from?
It's all around. There's emergency supplies. There's relief cargo from FEMA. There's food for DCC in Puerto Rico, all supermarkets. I mean, you name it. That is very sad and frustrating for whatever reasons that we have plenty of inventory in our ports. There's enough to supply the needs. It's just a matter, again, how do we move them to the final destination?
All right. Thank you, Ken. Sorry about the delay on that one there, but we have problems with that when we go, when Ken goes out of YouTube or something like that to grab a video or something. But anyway, as you notice, though, Donald Trump, the president, has handled this Harvey and this, I'm not even sure which one actually hit the Puerto Rican islands, whether it was Irma or Harvey there. But anyway, the point is, though, is unlike Katrina's problems, we do have FEMA and the U.S. government down there, and the media is trying to spin it to the fact that you can believe that this mean old Trump has left them all with no aid. And of course, as you heard that guy, that video has credits there about what his job description was there, but on top of that, they have all the fuel trucks, everything there ready to go, as well as 2 days ago it was reported they had over 10,000 U.S. personnel on the ground in Puerto Rico. And this would cover bringing in those massive aircraft carriers that are nuclear powered that can generate enough power for, 5,000 homes or whatever. And, of course, they carry fresh water and everything But we do see that domestically, Donald Trump is trying to do a lot more than what we saw the previous administrations doing. But, of course, no matter what Donald Trump does, they're going to demonize him for it. And, again, like I say, I don't have a dog in the fight, but whenever you see something good, my mom would always say kind of capitalize on that. But on top of that, we still have those, like in Florida this last week, we had the guy that was being ticketed for having hurricane debris on his property. We've had several incidences of these barbecue and other food and other helpers that have been kicked out of town for feeding the hurricane victims without a permit. And, I mean, we're hearing this more and more. And, of course, even locally here in Montana, I was kind of amazed. I went at the store last night, and I'll use this as a prime example. I live on a reservation here, and so it's not rare to see tribal members. This is their neighborhood, and it's a beautiful reservation, except it has its downfalls, economy-wise, everything, you know. But there was a tribal member that was hitchhiking from St. Ignatius, probably to Ronan or Pablo, and he was stopped by the law enforcement, and he was cited for soliciting. And I thought, how effing pathetic that you'd stop someone for soliciting. I mean, what, sticking your thumb up in the air is soliciting, unlike probably a hooker on the side of the street with her leg bared and looking for a profit that way. But all he wanted was a free ride. And, of course, if had I been in the area and I didn't have my dog with me, I probably would have stopped and gave him a ride like that. But we see the government wants its cut in everything. And this doesn't just stop there, because we can remember all these movies we watched growing up there of all these hitchhikers. Even the movies called The Hitchhiker, you know. But suddenly, they're going to make a profit off of this. And this is no different than the man who's in jail right now over in Michigan, in the Great Lakes area, for a wind turbine that he had installed on his property. And, of course, that means, he had several on there, but this one here was larger. And he did check with the state and everything like that to make sure there was no problems there. And of course, they didn't like it for the fact of he would be with that wind turbine going off-grid more. And that's what they hate, is when you're off-grid, because life in America is by subscription only. That's why they call it health care. It doesn't say health cure in there anywhere. It says health care. Every time you go to get your care or to a wellness center to make you feel better, you have to pay gas, pay to eat out, or whatever like that. It's life by subscription. Anyway, I've got a break coming up here, so we'll be right back. 1-800-313 800-919-4443 if you'd like to call in and join our chat room on onfrequencyradio.chattango.com. We'll be right back. It's on Talk Radio. Double Talk is all you get.
And you wanna... Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
And a little thing that you want to know, turn to Talk Radio. Anytime, Lord, anywhere you go, it's on Talk Radio.
Well, welcome back to On Frequency here with Keith Rogers on Republic Broadcasting Network. 1-800-313-9443. And our chat room is on frequencyradio.chattango.com if you'd like to join us there. Anyway, leaving off where I did there, you know, this life is by subscription. The government wants a part of everything. I even heard down in Colorado where people had to start at yard sales. Transactions had to be done by checks so the government could... No, I didn't. Granny. I'll give you later on that, or maybe you can give me a give me a little summary of it. But anyway, but you know, this is no different than now. They want your son, or you could be a daughter, but generally sons, to now get $100 permit to mow a neighbor's yard, or to have your daughters, which my daughters used to do, to have a lemonade stand that to get a permit to sell lemonade that cost about $1,000. And I could only imagine me getting up there in years and stuff that Imagine your son mowing your elderly parents' or their grandparents' lawn and then be face down on the lawn with the jackboot of some thug cop pressing his body weight of about 235 pounds onto the skinny old bone of 75 to 90-pound kid. And God forbid that the kid would squirm and have the cops say, stop resisting, get the back of his head blown off. And this is all just to generate money for the state. And we are constantly reminded about how free we are, and we're not. This constant, you're hated for your freedoms. Name one thing that's free. I mean, we even our speech right now. You talk about censorship. You know that if we were free, we could get out there in a democracy and say what we want. Of course, this is no democracy. It's being ran by communists. I don't care how you look at it, but the more you search, the more you realize that this country is being ran by communists, you know. But anyway, these crimes of the state continue, though, and generally they're against the citizenry. Like over there in London again. There's another almost 400 children have been rescued from an elite pedophile ring following a sweeping raids that saw hundreds of these children being sexually abused. And we see it like the Franklin scandal here in the United States. I don't care if it's Anthony Weiner. I mean, it goes on and on and on. Every once in a while, they'll tag someone and throw them in jail. But generally, they cover this stuff up. Just like we know Hillary Clinton was behind a lot of that. I hate to name the word Pizzagate because I don't think that's a correct term there. But anyway, all these damn sex scandals and stuff, and it's these politicians, Epstein Island. And all, I mean, but if you did a crime like that, boy, I tell you, you know, you'd be facing dozens or decades of years in prison. And of course, it looks good to make it look like where they're cracking down, cracking down on crime and stuff. And yet, the politicians are the ones that are the worst ones behind it. In lieu of that, there's a great article on Activist Post. It's called The Adulting and Dumbing Down of the American Grown-Up. And that's a good article to read there. A little clip from that says, let me see where my time is. I got just a few seconds here. Anyway, the boys are brought up to be in fear of the mask that the men wear in their rituals. And these are the gods. And they are the personification of the power and the structure of society. The boy who, when he gets to be more than his mother can handle, the men come in with their mask, and they grab the kid, and he thinks he's been taken by the gods. And, of course, when you think of that, that mask is supposed to be a fear thing. And this is no different than when you're looking at a SWAT officer, ATF, FBI, ISIS, Al-Qaeda, Antifa, or any other terror groups. They all wear these masks to protect their identity. And of course, in a judicial system, if you had some cop beating you up like that, being like knowing who your accuser is, you'd be able to sit there and take them to trial. But with their identities obscured anymore, you can't tell it. Anyway, we have another break here. Then we have I think it's Raul down there in Texas here. But anyway, we'll be right back. This is On Frequency with Keith Rogers.
It's On Talk Radio. Double Talk is all you get. And you want to.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
If you want to vent your frustrations, you got some things that you need to say. There's a place where people always listen. Go on, dial it up today. Talk radio. Truth is on Talk Radio.
Welcome back to On Frequency here with Keith Rogers in Western Montana on Republic Broadcasting Network. If you'd like to call in, it's 1-800-313-9443. We have a caller down in Texas, Mr. Raul El Guapo. How you doing, Raul?
How's it going, Keith?
Not too shabby. What's on your mind, young man?
Yeah, well, I wanted to bring some hope into your show. You're covering some really great topics. I just happened to Google up Antal Fekete again. He's, you know, the economist I follow from Hungary originally. And what he points out, I think we've talked about this before, when FDR issued Executive Order 6102, he seized our gold. I mean, he seized America's gold. Well, it turns out that it was recast as a specific, it was basically recast mixed with copper, and it has a watermark, apparently something 925 fine, whatever that means to the gold bugs out there. But Professor Fekete's point is this is still the public's wealth, and it can be repatriated. So this is something Trump might be able to do. I'll post the link in the chat room. But I think there's a lot of stuff that if we put our heads together, we return to the mutual society that we were prior to these bullshit world wars, America, you know, we can make it great again for all people, citizens and immigrants, right? People that want to be here honestly, with integrity, you know? And so just wanted to share that.
Okay, I got another question for you. That software you're always plugging, what is that?
I found some new ways of developing web apps. That's what I'm working on right now. The programming language Lua is what I'm using along with jQuery and JavaScript. I was using this website, webscript.io, made by two former Microsoft employees, but it's actually going to go down December 15th. So, but thank God I found kind of an alternative or a redundant way to do it. For any listeners that are interested, Cloudline IDE is a free, what's called integrated development environment that runs off the web browser. They do require a credit card to sign up, but it's free. They don't charge anything. So these are a lot of things that hopefully we can get out there, free tools, open source.
Right. And are you running any kind of a website yourself for that, Raul?
Yeah, I have some prototypes. I mean, I just have like my basic varshneyandsons.com, RaulHavarshney.com, but hopefully I'll be calling in a week or so with some actual demo sites. I do have a 317UVEasyPay.com. That's an app. I don't mean to be promoting, but, keep that.
No, I'm the one promoting you. That's why I ask you.
No. But just so your listeners know, I offered Keith here. We're going to have, he's going to be the first radio host with his own app. So that's coming too in 2018.
All right. Sounds good. Well, I hope you and your son are doing fine down there. Okay.
Thanks, Keith.
All right. Have a good one there. All right. That was Raul down there in Texas. Really nice guy from Twitter and also Instagram and a few other places. He's been working on a bunch of app stuff, and it does look interesting there. I've got so many irons in the fire here with radio stuff. It was too much to do. Anyway, in lieu of that, friends that call in the show and everything, I had another friend this morning from Ohio over there in Akron, Ohio. He sent out a tweet this morning about a park ranger, and this is more this overstepping. And this is where an elderly man and woman was driving through a park, and the elderly man beeped at a ranger, park ranger, not a pickup. And the ranger followed him and caught up to him and beat the crap out of the old man and woman. And, I mean, the township where the park ranger was, they offered an apology, and the officer's now on administrative leave there. But this is, as Ken and I was talking there during a commercial there, that power is going to so many people's head. And we were talking about this, what's going on in Spain, to watch these hundreds and hundreds of cops beating their own civilians for their government. And it's no different than watching a SWAT team here or ATF or any of that stuff, you know. And was it a year and a half ago now? I remember last growing spring where a gal had bought a grow lamp for her tomatoes. And 12 hours later, her front door was knocked down by the SWAT team. Her dog was shot. And it was on the assumption that she was growing marijuana. But see, everything we do, we're the criminals, not those in those $1,000 suits that are making all these policies that are causing millions to die so that corporations can make their buku bucks, you know. We're the criminals. Just like that hitchhiking thing. But anyway. But of course, a lot of that is due to, again, from this training from the law enforcement, from the Israeli IDF forces. And you can look that up at CRI Training Las Vegas there, or the ADL website, where they brag about taking U.S. law officers over to Israel. And then as of course, the last leg of the trip is to take them down to Gaza to show them terrorists. And, of course, we are now the enemy combatants when they return home. So, I mean, but this is what's happening to some law enforcement. And I say some because, like, here in Montana, we still have some good ones here. But sadly, though, a lot of them are going by the wayside because they're being corporatized. They have to make money for the local government to exist, And it's the raping and pillaging of the people. And, of course, the last act of tyranny is to loot the nation. Hey, we got another caller over here, Fred in Pennsylvania. Good evening, Fred. How are you doing? What's on your mind?
Yeah, Keith, I've called in, I guess, four or five times. And I think you remember me from
oh, yeah.
before.
I
try to be
voice, yeah.
try to be substantive and try to get to the heart of the matter. You have a very solid speaking with confidence. And you have a very strong interest in our freedom and the trends that it's going. The last caller, and I know you don't want me to dwell on other callers, but the last caller didn't answer your question as to what are you really about. He seemed to be real snickering.
I know him from Twitter. He was kind of, well, I would say, reluctant to say anything on the radio here or the internet because, like he said, he wasn't there to promote his show his stuff. He was just calling in to give us some information there. But I was the one asking him.
This is the thing. The internet and impersonal means of person-to-person communication and use of this obsession with commerce and apps is not going to save the political system or get to a point where we will be proud of the system that we are under. It won't do it. There's always a ethical, a heartfelt explanation for any problem. They're not technical.
Yeah, but let me give you an illustration here, okay? What we see going over there in Catalonia and Spain there right now is, remember, we're supposed to elect politicians and stuff to represent we the people. And we see what that country, thinks of their people. The police are beating them, and it's the same thing here, where they encourage you to get out and vote, and then if you do, you're either a white supremacist or what. I mean, you can't get away from it.
But that doesn't get away from what I'm saying. I mean, if you read Thomas Paine, then you know that it's the same problem then as now. I mean, just because people are not living up to the ideal doesn't mean that that's the way that all problems are ethical problems. I'm not saying that the outrage is a reason to give up, but withdraw and cocoon in front of a workstation or a computer and the guy makes my skin crawl.
Well, to each his own, like that. But like I say, here's a guy that's even offering to make an app so that someone can listen to my show directly, or I'm not out there myself on the
back. An app to do what?
To listen to the show.
Well, yeah, but the whole philosophy of a lot of people, unfortunately now, is to not connect with the other people that God has created. It's to tunnel in like a little animal into some artificial system. That's not going to solve it.
Fred. I have another caller here, but I'll say this, though. Nothing's going to solve these problems in this country until you change the morality of this country, because as long as people think it's okay to bomb people, to torture people, and to elect the same politicians in for decades and decades that have destroyed this country, it doesn't matter what party they're in, whether they're Democrat or Republican, that have voted in favor of big corporations over the people, that have destroyed millions of Americans' jobs. We have the millions of hungry, the 307,000 dead veterans. I was going to get into that here a little bit later. But until you get a politician that represents we the people, nothing's going to change. And the problem is, though, is the reason they're still in office is because they're representing the people that want them there. So nothing's going to change until you change the morality.
Okay, and technology is is a tool, but it's not ultimately the answer. I think we agree on the same thing.
Well, yeah, but the same thing, those guys that set up their pirate radio stations to broadcast this network into different areas where they don't have internet coverage. I mean, those guys, they're
like a vanguard. They can do good, yeah. I'm not saying it's not doing good, but I just seems like he's not being forthcoming.
I think you're reading him wrong there, okay? I can't defend him there. Uh-huh. I mean, that's between you and him like that. He's on Twitter. You can Twitter him or tweet him and everything like that. But
I don't Twitter.
My dog's not in the fight there, but as much as I know about the guy, he's a hell of a nice guy.
Maybe okay? So.
All right. Anyway, I got another caller, right, so I got to drop you, okay? Thanks for calling in, Fred. I have another Wolverine Fred over in Michigan. You want to go ahead there?
Hey there, Keith.
Are you going to howl?
You mentioned... come again?
Are you going to howl, Wolverine? Yeah, there you go.
There's a couple demon rat dogs next door. The African tribal primate black woman thinks I'm racist because when I had my Weimaraner canine soulmate companion, Sammy, and he was taking a whiz in my yard, or his yard, and the demon rat dogs escaped from her front porch and started chewing on his legs. Blood is running down his legs.
Mm-hmm.
And I yelled at her, and I told her, if I catch them, they're fertilizer in my backyard. And she said I was being racist. So what that told me is this woman is a communitarian, dupified, stupefied, idiot, moron, Bolshevik, commie.
Well, I know you have to realize, though, Fred, that most people, they throw things in there to try to shut you down because they think that if they insult you, you're going to just drop your head and run away, you know.
Well, I told her, she says, you're dying to use the N-word, aren't you? I said, you're right. I said, you're right, woman. You're right, woman. I never knew you as a neighbor, did I? I never knew you as a neighbor.
Yeah.
So anyway, there's a dude... Keith, you got to do this because I've done this, I don't know, four times now, YouTube vid entitled Jewish Ritual Murder.
Oh, yeah.
The Hidden Cult. Okay? Jewish Ritual Murder, The Hidden Cult.
Yeah, I've watched it.
Okay, now, there's another one that I just saw recently. It's entitled... Jew World Order Extended. Jew World Order Extended. And what it does is it tracks the history of these satanic, Talmudic, Kabbalah, Zohar, Freemasonic, Serpent, Semanite, Supremacist, Racist, Bolshevik Jews from about, I don't know, maybe the late 1800s. And they show their faces and names. Most of them have occupied preeminent, prominent positions at major communitarian, European, or U.S.-based universities, hallowed corridors of communitarian indoctrination. And what I mean by that, Keith, is a dude by the name of, for instance, Amittai Etzioni, whose name means Tree of Life from Zion, because he's one of the chosen ones, don't you know? Well, Amittai Etzioni at George Washington University, how cool is that? Everyone thinks old George W. Washington, one of the original founding fathers, who was a, you know, I'd say a satanic, Talmudic, Kabbalah, Zohar, Freemasonic operative. This guy... Etzioni organized in 1990-91 the Institute of Communitarian Policy Studies. He's authored close to 30 books. Listen to this. To answer your question about why so-called government, and when you say government, you really must clarify it by declaring satanic, bastard Babylonian, Talmudic, Kabbalah, Zohar, Freemasonic, Serpent, Semanite, Supremacist, Bolshevik, Bar, Esquire, attorneys. Because ever since the inception of the country, those vermin, those rabid rat life forms have infiltrated. That's why in the so-called U.S. Constitution Federal Charter, Article 1, Section 8, Clause 2, which is a one-liner, borrow money on the credit of the United States. Mm-hmm. And it starts off, we the people of the United States, well, it's capitalized. So what I'm getting at here, Article 1, Section 10 says, you alluded to Trump. Article 1, Section
I got a break coming here up here, okay? You want to hold over there for a second?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, yeah, we'll be right back, okay? This is On Frequency with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana on Republic Broadcasting Network, 1-800-313-9443, and our chat room is onfrequencyradio.chattango.com. We'll be right back.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You want to know, turn to Talk Radio. Anytime, anywhere you go, it's on Talk Radio.
Welcome back to On Frequency with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana. We have Fred Wolverine Fred over there online. Fred, welcome back there. This is my short break here, so I've only got just a few minutes here before my top of the hour break here. But go ahead where you were left off there, okay?
Okay, so the guy in Lake Minnetonka, Minnesota, Nyyard or something like that, he erected a super high-tech wind turbine generator, and he winds up in jail. That's because he didn't know that when he recorded his private property land deed, no state is there a statutory mandate requirement to do that, but no one has ever told because they've never asked. And if you ask a so-called government official, like in the tax assessor's office, or better yet, at the office in your state capital, for the statutory mandate, they'll tell you there is none. And if you query them further, they will tell you, because they have a contracted fiduciary duty to provide full disclosure in good faith. So when you ask them what happens, they must tell you that one is without informed consent pursuant to full disclosure. They're never told that when you record your private property land deed, one is surrendering, forfeiting, waiving, and conveying the holder in due course priority interest rights, the monetary, economic, fiduciary, legal rights. And that's essentially everything. All that happens is, at that point, everyone becomes an occupant, a renter. And if you don't pay up, the deputy dogs come out and escort you on your butt.
Well, right? That's why I've been saying that, Fred. Life is by subscription. I got a friend of mine that has studied law basically because of the IRS and stuff. But he goes on and on talking about how when you read legalese, how it says like the state of or this state. I mean, everything has these little weird wordings like that, and it may not be applicable in one state, but it is in another one, you know?
Well, look, Keith, the solution here, quickly, is called the Security Agreement Indemnity Bond Financing Statement. The age of consent is all about securing the controlling interest, that is the holder in due course, priority interest rights in your name, your body, your sweat equity labor, your soul essence, that is essentially contained by the original birth record that has been converted. It's called fraudulent conversion and counterfeit commercial use of your private property, your body, your name, sweat equity labor. And the security agreement, indemnity bond, financing statement is very well perfected, very easily implemented. The guys at peoples-rights.com, escapeharassment.com, Dave DeReamer, if you ever want to interview him, I'll tell you what, I'll leave you the phone number with Ken. You ought to contact him.
All right, sounds good. Yeah, do that, okay? And then my break's coming up here now, but I do appreciate you calling in there, okay?
Okay, man.
All right, enjoy the rest of your weekend here, okay? Anyway, we'll be right back here at the top of the hour break here, about 3 minutes here. But anyway, stay tuned, and we'll have some more information for you that might kind of shock you a little bit. Anyway, this is Keith Rogers with On Frequency Radio, 1-800-313-9443. Be right back.
Talk radio, the truth is on Talk Radio. Turn it on, turn it up loud as it'll go.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.